It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 26th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted, born in Hartford, Connecticut in 1822. He is popularly considered to be the father of American landscape architecture, and he was famous for co-designing many well-known urban parks with his senior partner Calvert Vaux, including Central Park in New York City. Other projects that Olmsted was involved in include the country's first and oldest coordinated system of public parks in Buffalo, New York, the country's oldest state park, the Niagara Reservation in Niagara Falls, one of the first planned communities in the United States, Riverside, Illinois, Mount Royal Park in Montreal, the Emerald Necklace in Boston, Highland Park in Rochester, New York, Belle Isle Park in the Detroit River, the Grand Necklace of Parks in Milwaukee, Cherokee Park, and the entire Parks and Parkway system in Louisville, Kentucky, and the George Washington Vanderbilt II Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. In Washington, D.C., he worked on the landscape surrounding the United States Capitol building. The quality of Olmsted's landscape architecture was recognized by his contemporaries, who showered him with prestigious commissions. His work, especially in Central Park in New York City, set a standard of excellence that continues to influence landscape architecture in the United States. He was an early and important activist in the conservationist movement, including work at Niagara Falls, the Adirondack region in upstate New York, and the National Park System. And although this is little known, he played a major role in organizing and providing medical services to the Union Army in the Civil War. His father, John Olmsted, was a prosperous merchant who took a lively interest in nature, in people, and places. His mother, Charlotte, died before his fourth birthday, and his father remarried in 1827. Frederick's stepmother shared her husband's strong love of nature. When the young Olmsted was almost ready to enter Yale College, sumac poisoning weakened his eyes, and he gave up his college plans. After working at sea as an apprentice, a merchant, and as a journalist, Olmsted settled on a 125-acre farm on the south shore of Staten Island in New York. He also had a significant career in journalism. In 1850, he traveled to England to visit the public gardens, where he was greatly impressed by Joseph Paxton's Birkenhead Park. He subsequently wrote and published Walks and Talks of an American Farmer in England in 1852. This supported his getting additional work. Interested in the slave economy, he was commissioned by the New York Times to embark on an extensive research journey through the American South and Texas from 1852 to 1857. In the writings that followed, he argued that slavery had made the slave states inefficient and backward both economically and socially. After a distinguished 30-year career as a conservationist and landscape architect, senility forced him to retire in 1895 at age 73. By 1898, he moved to Belmont, Massachusetts, and took up residence there as a patient at the McLean Hospital, for whose grounds he had actually submitted a design many years earlier. He remained there until his death in 1903. A quotation from Olmsted's friend and colleague, architect Daniel Burnham, could well serve as an epitaph. Referring to Olmsted in March 1893, Burnham said, "An artist, he paints with lakes and wooded slopes, with lawns and banks and forest-covered hills, with mountainsides and ocean views." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 26th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.